Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're dental practice brokers. Today's topic is, who's responsible to contact the landlord in a dental practice sale? We'll get into that. As you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in over 22 states. We're just adding Alabama and I think Louisiana. So we are growing, and we are available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. That's it. So please give us a call sometime at 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or dental practice, nationwide dental practice brokers. Feel free to call us. Now, if you're thinking about selling to one of the DSOs, whatever, we work with them. We know who the best ones are. We work with them all the time. We don't work for them, but we pick and choose the best ones for you because they often pay our commission, and it doesn't matter. Our commission's always the same. So we want the best one for you. And also, we, if you work with us, we will get your legal fees based on certain criteria. We'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So give us a ring. So anyway, concerning this whole thing with the landlord in a purchase of a dental practice, the only thing that a seller is responsible for is once you have a letter of intent or the contract is started, it would be a courtesy to the landlord to just say, look, I found a great buyer. They're very responsible. We're in contract or have a letter of intent that we've agreed to. And the buyer's attorney will be calling you directly. Just want to let you know, give you a heads up on it. All right? That's what the job of a seller is. It's the only thing you really have to do. It's a courtesy phone call. So they're just not surprised. And I think it's a nice thing to do. But that's pretty much where your responsibility to communicate with the landlord ends. That's it, right there. It is then up to the buyer's attorney to contact the landlord and then communicate about what will happen. Generally, they need a 10-year lease and et cetera, but they're going to do all the negotiations. You're not responsible. You still have your lease, and hopefully your lease has a, you know, it can be transferred to somebody who cannot be unreasonably withheld. That's important. Cannot be unreasonably withheld, but you don't have control over that.
In 1 mile, use the right lane to exit right.
Your lease is already written. You're not changing it. You continue the way you are. You don't have to do anything. And your deposit money will then get transferred back to you at one point. So you'll receive that. Either the buyer will pay you. Generally, that's the way it is. The buyer gives you the security. And everything starts new with the buyer. The buyer's going to get a transferred lease with maybe an extension or maybe a brand new lease. But that's not your responsibility. Your attorney and you are not involved in that. All right? So just bear that in mind. Don't worry about it. It's not going to cost you anything. Sometimes there's a fee, $1,500 to do the transfer. Not a big deal. Either you or the buyer will pay it. Okay? That's it. That's all you got to know about that. Thank you. Listen to our new YouTubes. We got a lot of them.